It's January 7th, 2019 at 7:05, and this is a committee of the whole meeting. And this is on a specific topic of US 23 Monroe Street Bridge aesthetics. Our city council meeting begins at 7:30, or if this meeting lasts longer than 7:30, it may start later than that. Present for tonight's meeting, myself, Mary Westfall, other council members, Katie Cappellini, Mark Fry, Doug Hanum, Sandy Hussman, Mark Lutke, Patrick Richardson. Also joining us, Mayor Stow, Mrs. Brining, Mr. Sanford, Chief Rodas, Mr. Aller, Mr. Schroyer, and Mrs. And that's it. And again, our topic for tonight is US 23 Monroe Street Bridge Aesthetics Project. And at this time, I'm actually going to turn this over to our service director, Mr. Kevin Aller, because he's got all of the updates on this to bring us fully up to speed on the next steps. So, Mr. Aller.
Shows it a little bit better. Those bridge piers will remain unchanged. Nothing will be done with those. The outer beams will be able to be painted a certain color if we'd like once we decide on our final aesthetics. And then everything above that parapet walls and railing will be new and with new walls and fencing put back. And then, of course, the deck itself will be replaced. These are just a couple views. If you're there now, South side, east side is basically if you're driving northbound, that's kind of what you see. South face west side with what you see in your rear view mirror if you're headed down towards Central Avenue from Michigan. The north face east side is what you would see in your rear view mirror if you're heading to Michigan. Why you would want to do that, I don't know. But north face west side is what you would see if you're coming into the exit ramp to come to Sylvania. You can see the child sign up on the right there. So you can see the purpose of those two videos was to see that because of the existing thinking of all of those concepts at the same time. Some of the things that we've taken a look at through some of the aesthetics, this is the bridge, probably one of the first, if not the first, bridges in Ohio that where aesthetics started to become important. It's in the Easton Mall area, down in the Columbus area, and was one of the first ones that came together. This is down in Worthington, where they put a little more scenic fencing, if you will, and put the name of the city into it. This is Grove City. This is also happened to be down in the Columbus area. When you're looking at this one, we want to remember that our piers are going to remain the same. So the attractiveness of the walls that are directly along the highway, that won't be part of this project. We'll be left with those piers. So the only thing that we'd be looking at is something similar to the top of what's on top of that bridge.
Can we paint the piers?
I believe we'll be able to paint the piers and get the piers painted as part of the project, yes. Yeah, we would be able to change the colors. And when I speak of the walls, again today in the bridge deck replacement, we're just piers. But with the interchange project, the northbound entrance onto 23 is going to come around and enter between the existing pier and the existing earth. So there very well could be walls associated with that. So whatever we do here, we'll be looking to tie that in for whatever happens in the future. So all of that could change. This is an example. This is one that we actually like very well. We think we'll be able to tie it into modifying the piers a little bit as far as color and being able to dress up the city. You have piers on each end of the building. We'll continue our decorative lighting prospect. We'll utilize coloring that's available in the concrete to be able to tie this into the cemetery wall. We have two, if you remember back to when we did the downtown and gateway districts, the downtown district is primarily 10 Mile Creek into downtown, and we wanted to concentrate on the red brick and the colonial brick and things of that nature. Once we get from 10 Mile Creek east, then we want to start tying things in with the concept of the cemetery walls and having everything consistent with that. So that was our thought with this, not these exact colors, but the concept, and maybe doing something with either the city logo or a decorative S or something like that on the pier and the lighting. And kind of couple that concept with this. Having a couple piers intermediate, we would have a middle. It's likely because of the bridge design that we'll end up with one of the piers on top at the midpoint of the bridge. So we'd be looking at a pier there, and then perhaps a couple midpoint piers between those two that are lower. And be able to meander that fence a little bit in between. The concept, some pictures that I didn't show, this concept that you may have seen in other places, that's not a real attractive concept if you're actually on the bridge. you just got a bunch of backwards letters. It's not a very attractive. I'm gonna group Joe in with me on this. We tend to like this. We think this is a professional look, a classy look, and it's one that we're kind of into. You've probably also seen bridges where they form things into the concrete. We'd be able to do that in conjunction with this, but I think if we tie everything to make it look more like this previous picture, where it's actual rock. Now that's just poured concrete. It's just a form. But to tie that in and look like that, I think would give a better appearance than perhaps forming the word Sylvania or the city logo or something like
So you can individually dye those blocks?
Yes.
Block areas?
Yes. Yep, it's a stain that,
Is it stain on the outside?
Yes.
After it's poured?
What we do is go with the general color, the most, the prevalent color.
Yeah.
Concrete would probably be that color, and then we would stain the other bricks that are to set on the part. So, there's that. Here's just a close-up of the sign. What we have on the sign is, you know, that's up for grabs right now. It will not say Auburn Hills, no.
So it'll say something on City of Sylvania, right?
Right, City of Sylvania, which established date or something like that, so. This is what this looks at from the interior. You still have the oval sign that you're looking at from the interior, but if you can imagine, unfortunately, we don't have any pictures, but if you can imagine being on that where you've got, you know, Sylvania stretched all across there, it doesn't lead for an attractive appearance, and it doesn't lead for something that you want to look at all the time.
Kevin, just out of curiosity, could we have an oval facing towards the inside? Facing towards the outside?
That may be possible. We'll have to look into it. I'll have to ask that question if they would permit this. Because anything that's put onto this bridge becomes a no-dot maintenance. And so that's whether or not they would want to maintain that or not would be a question. So. One of the things that we're looking at, this bridge kind of shows it, but right now on the existing bridge, there is sidewalk on the south and north sides of that bridge. With the interchange study, one of the things that's being recommended with that is that we don't extend sidewalk on the south side of Monroe Street. So basically what would occur is, let's assume that you're at Burger King and you want to head into the downtown city. You would come to the new interchange, you would cross Monroe Street with a protected walk, and then you would walk along Monroe Street all the way into town on the north side of Monroe. Same thing if you're walking in that direction. Once you got to Glasgow, there will be a protected walk. You'll cross to the north side, and then you'll walk to the east and head wherever you want to head from that direction.
When you say protected walk, what do you mean?
Signalized walk. One of the things that we're taking a look at with this project is, knowing that interchange project is down the road, not putting in any sidewalk on the south side of this bridge deck and only putting the walk on the north side. What that does is it enables us to widen that existing walk on the north side and perhaps put some sort of railing or protection on that sidewalk so that if you are utilizing it, you don't feel like you're one misstep from the traffic. You have some protection. Right now, I don't know if any of you have crossed it, but when you're on that walk, it takes one misstep or the wrong person touched them, and it could be a bad situation. So we're taking a look at that. ODOT is looking at that right now. They're seeing if the design will permit that. There's no guarantee on it. Obviously, you can imagine when you're shifting, that's a lot of concrete. When you're shifting all of that to one side of the bridge, there are a lot of design considerations that have to be taken into account to see if that's possible. But ODOT's actually in favor of it. They like the idea. So they're taking a look to see if that is doable.
So then, what was the thought process by streets or ODOT or the engineers to put it on the north side of the bridge rather than the south? Was there a thought process that there was a traffic flow reason to put it on the north side and not the south side for the sidewalk?
It has less of a conflict with the traffic, with the intersections in the traffic. Less of a conflict
aesthetics for this really decisions from city council, or does ODOT have some say in that? I mean, who's the final decision maker on this?
ODOT has the final say, but they have worked with several cities in the past, and you know, will work with most cities to provide whatever they want.
So are they looking for a recommendation from us?
Not really a recommendation. I'm kind of liking this to the Main Street project.
Okay.
And went through that. We came to you and brought some concepts and say, and kind of indicated, okay, here's what we're looking at, a blend of this and this. And, you know, just wanting to make sure or make sure that council is comfortable with how we plan to proceed. I think we have a good concept in mind, and we'll see it through to the finish. But we just want to kind of inform you on how we were moving forward, and you know, again, just make sure that you're comfortable with it.
And the timing for this is now?
The timing for this is now. The project starts until 21, but obviously they have to finish plans up. ODOT has asked for us to have a final decision back to them no later than end of June.
So you're planning the Auburn Hills type badge and a brick stone design that kind of is comparable to what's at the cemetery?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll be able, the plan is for future development. We have knee walls and all of that. That's in the district plan. So as properties get redeveloped, we'll continue that stone approach right down the middle.
Hey, Kevin, this will be on both sides of the district.
Are you okay?
That's correct.
With similar, with base.
If we have it.
So potentially our new logo could go in the stone, right?
Yes. Or we can do some combination of, you know, city of and do something with the logo and establish. I mean, it's, we'll be working within certain parameters as far as space and weight, because I'm not sure how large that oval will be able to be. Those are all good things that we'll take into consideration.
How do our preferences get conveyed to ODOT?
We'll be meeting with them. We'll be meeting with them very soon. We have been meeting with them for probably 2 years now on this, and we'll be meeting
on this project, yeah.
Any other questions for members of council?
Be interested after those meetings to get a report back from you on what they're thinking and how those go. Is there anything you need from council on this?
Not really. Not on this.
And there's no budget impact on us, right?
Right now there's not. ODOT does have some guidelines on aesthetic improvements. If we get above that, or you know, if we're out of scale a little bit from what they normally see, they may ask us to contribute some. So far, we haven't done that. And
that would come back to us. Yeah.
That would come back to you.
We'll go get them.
Thanks, Kevin. Nice job. Appreciate your hard work, and thanks to Joe as well. I know this is takes a lot more effort than it looks like when you show us the slides. I know you've looked at a lot of locations and really tried to think about what works best for our city, and we're grateful for that. So thank you. This meeting stands adjourned at 7:26.